Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner defends controversial tattoo amid intensifying scandal. Graham Plattner, a Democratic Senate candidate in Maine challenging Republican Senator Susan Collins, is embroiled in controversy over a tattoo that strongly resembles the Nazi Totenkopf, or Death's Head, used by Hitler's SS. Initially, Plattner apologized, claiming he was unaware of the tattoo's Nazi association and promising removal, but he has recently shifted his stance. In a new interview with news blog Zetia, he defended the design as a simple skull and crossbones, and described it as an eminently reasonable thing, even as he acknowledged altering it to resemble an animal and planning eventual removal. The controversy deepened due to multiple factors. Video surfaced of Plattner receiving the tattoo in Croatia, in 2007 during a night of drunken revelry, while on leave from the Marines. Critics highlight evidence that he knew the symbol's meaning. A former acquaintance recalled him calling it a Totenkopf in 2012. Reddit posts from 2019 show him discussing the emblem's military context, and his former political director, Genevieve McDonald, stated he knows damn well what it means. Plattner's citation of the 1985 war film Come and See, which features the Totenkopf prominently, further undermines his claim of ignorance. The tattoo scandal coincides with the resurfacing of incendiary past comments Plattner made online, including derogatory remarks about rural white Americans, black tipping habits, and sexual assault victims. He has apologized, attributing the posts to struggles with PTSD after his military service. McDonald resigned after the revelations, and the Anti-Defamation League has labeled the Totenkopf a common hate symbol. Despite the backlash, Plattner remains a competitive candidate, having raised $5 million, enlisted 11,000 volunteers, and received praise from Senator Bernie Sanders. He faces a 9th of June primary against Governor Janet Mills in a race widely expected to be one of the year's closest Senate contests. Meanwhile, his tattoo and shifting explanations continue to dominate the narrative, sparking attacks from opponents like Senator Ted Cruz and threatening to overshadow his campaign.